karma. I'll be on my way to the top.
It is what it
ain't. I don't really give a fuck
like
now. There's no
like.
Way
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of In Tune with T-Mail, and we are on the come up at the LTX.com. The 90s, the 80s babies, golden era of music. Generation X is sure to be etched in the history as creating some of the best R&B during the 90s. There were so many legends that a few are still here. They blessed us with their personal experiences, the melodic 808s, the Quiet Storms, and the Jeep Bangers. And there are a few nowadays that keep our hearts burning as once before during our first love days and exploring emotions. But I found such a soul, the songbird, the voice lingering in our hearts. She's a singer, a songwriter from North Hollywood, California, who after tonight you will never forget. Ladies and gentlemen, Red Carpet Tuesdays in conjunction with the LCX presents the Come Up, and tonight we welcome Maisha. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Can't complain. Blessed and highly favored. I'm so glad.
I agree.
Doing this interview. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
No problem. So I want to get into the beginning of, you know, your career and you. I want to ask you, what do you remember most about growing up in Hollywood? Because people see TV, they read magazines and everything, but from your experience, what do you remember most about growing up in Hollywood?
Well, Hollywood is not all glitz and glam as portrayed on, you know, like you said, TV. You have to be very, very careful when you come to Hollywood because they will form you. A lot of people go crazy out here because, you know, they have a dream, and once they don't reach that success that was destined, you know, they go crazy. So it's really, really crazy out here in Hollywood. Like Michael Jackson said, she's going to Hollywood. You really have to be careful out here. You really do. So don't believe what you read. Don't believe what you see. You got to experience it for yourself.
There you go. Got to come out there. Don't just believe it. Like she said, got to come out there for yourself. All right. Now, you began singing at a young age. And, you know, I know a lot of people, they start out, they don't know what they want to do, or they get 20, 30, 40 years old, and then they want to be a singer, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you've been on your grind and your hustle and your focus for a long time. So what drew your interest? Because you could have been doing anything. You could have been on a dance team. You could have been, you know, going to school to be a doctor. You could have been America's Best Dance Team, anything, you know, just cooking, whatever it was. But you chose singing. So what drew your interest to singing and songwriting?
Well, my grandmother, she sings, and all of her sisters sang, and her father sang, so it was definitely passed down to me. And when I was around, like, 3, you know, I was singing the Flintstones, 10 Million Strong and Growing. And once my grandmother recognized that I could hold a tune, she started preparing me, she started prepping me, she started teaching me songs. And since then, I haven't been able to stop singing. So that's when I knew that was my calling. So I haven't stopped singing since then. So that's definitely my destiny.
I thought I was the only one who remembered those commercials. Like, I don't know if y'all remember those commercials, but that's the only way you're going to get kids to eat their vitamins.
That's the only way.
Their vegetables, you know, get a song, some cartoon characters, Flintstones. Y'all need to holler at her, get those publishing checks ready, and, you know, start putting that in, man, so she can definitely sell the vitamins, whatever y'all want to put on there to the kids, because she loves the kids. So that's what
I love the kids.
All right. You got that song in my head now, 10 Million Strong and Growing. All right. So,
and Growing, yeah.
Cut the check, y'all. Publishing Flintstones. All right. so not only do you sing and write, but you've also got some acting skills. Tell us about that.
When I was 12, I had auditioned for a college musical titled Alice in Wonderland, which is Alice in Wonderland with a twist. You know, they had the hip-hop, they had the classical, they had all different genres of music, and I had auditioned for an adult role. And I was the first child to be ever, you know, cast for that adult role because, you know, I could sing, I could dance, I had the hip-hop flavor. So, you know, it was like, I can't pass on this girl. So I was the Dormouse, which was a big role for my age. And I was a Dormouse for about maybe 2 years. And then after that, you know, I stopped acting and started more focusing on my singing. But that was cool. And I had like a little cameo feature in a video not too long ago. So, you know, you never know, my acting skills might come out. I don't know yet.
See, it's definitely, now see, once again, all right, so I'm telling y'all, y'all could cut the check, Flintstones, directors, video directors, commercials, y'all don't even have to find an actress. You got an actress right here. You don't got to go hire a vocalist or a voiceover person.
No.
Somebody you never met before that you got to email them back. You got an actress right here. She can sing it. And she can,
I can do it. Right.
All, she can do it all. Damn it, y'all cut the check and get this girl her publishing to sell vitamins to the kids, man. They need their vitamins. All right? So,
right.
You know, we're going to get a sponsor
definitely.
Vitamins after this. All right, so now, speaking of which, now, after school and everything, how did you meet and network with so many great producers and building your network? And the reason I ask that is because so many people think that all they got to do is go on an audition show or a talent show and they make it, boom, I'm a star, or they cut a record on YouTube and, you know, they blow up, but they don't see what goes on behind the scenes a lot of times. So for the aspiring artists or the young ladies that look up to you that say, hey, I see myself in her or I want to be her or, you know, she's really inspiring to me, how did you build your grind and your hustle and meet with so many, you know, great people?
It definitely takes a lot of focus and a lot of patience. There are times where I wanted to give up because even though if you meet that person, that right person, it takes the right networking. It takes the right support. It's not as easy as it seems. It takes a lot because what if this person doesn't like you? What if this person doesn't like your look? What if this person doesn't feel that you're as talented as you are? So it definitely takes a lot of networking. It takes a lot of patience, and you just can't give up. You just can't. But it's not as easy as it is now. Like now they have that exposure. They have the YouTube videos. They have all these talent shows. Back then we didn't have that type of exposure. So it is easier now to get the exposure, but it still does take a lot of patience. It takes a great deal of support, a great deal.
And I'm going to put you guys on game because you made up a good point. Here's the thing, to where people may have thought a long time ago it was harder to make it. In my opinion, I think it's even harder now. And I'm going to tell you why. Back then, you only knew maybe two people out of everybody you knew that was interested in music. And so when people, talent scouts came all around, if you found somebody that was interested in music, you knew, okay, they either got to be serious or crazy because everybody wants to be a basketball star or everybody wants to be a doctor or everything like that. Nowadays, the net is wider, so you've got 100 people that you know that want to be artists or producers. So now they're looking at it like, damn, I don't know which one of y'all to pick. I don't know who's serious or who's not serious. So now you've got to work even harder to get your name out there, to get your brand out there, and meet so many great producers. Now, speaking of producers and on your grind, because now we're going to show some actions. We ain't going to just keep talking to everybody and say, yeah. Now we got to show them what we're talking about. Now, with meeting so many great people, I want to talk about this song, Lose, Win, because you're definitely winning, Charlie Sheen. But I want you to tell everybody how you came up with that song, and then I want you to introduce it to everybody.
Well, the track was given to me by a writer for Atlantic Records. He had given me the track. I listened to it. You know, I started vibing to it. I started dancing to it, and I was like, okay, this is a perfect track that reflects me. It's subtle, really, really nice. So I started thinking of different, you know, concepts for the song, and then I started, like, you know, applying different relationships and different personal experiences, and I thought of the title Lose Win. You know, when you play this whole game of relationship, it's like either you lose or you win, or it's a win-win, but the situation was a lose-win. So I thought it was a perfect idea, perfect concept, and it didn't take long to write it, and there you have it. So Lose Win, there you go.
Every risk I take. wasn't all you were. As it's far as giving up doesn't come easily. Cause my mind is set, give it yours to me.
No compromise.
I'm